Off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream and the fastest way, of course, is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook, Martha Norwalk's Animal World. And check out all the great videos and all those trampolining wildlifes out there. They are having a good time. Speaking of having a good time, I would say that Nils has upped the game here and the dancing. See, I knew it, David. See, that Dr. Nils has got more room than the rest of us, so he can get up and dance all over the room. Well, that meant David had to get up and get in there with Dr. Nils. So Dr. Nils, you've given a little boost to David and his dancing. You're getting him going a little more. So we have a little good old male competition here going on in the love train department. And it's okay, because as many people as want gets to send love all over the country, all over the world, and get us all energized up. And speaking of being energized up, we need to spiritualize us up, and because Well, it's the second Sunday of the month, which means it's our healing show. So yes, Linda Rasmussen is here. Brother Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here. Phone calls are on the agenda for the day, and we've already taken care of several. Margie, you just got to hang on until I officially start the show, and then you will be our first caller of this hour. And anyone else that would like to get in line for a free remote session with Dr. Nels and or Linda Rasmussen, you got to do is pick up your phone, local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And email is animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty then, let's, without any further delay, since kind of an hour behind schedule. Well, not unusual for me. I am a Gemini, you know. We are not noted for being on time. Here we go. I do think this is a first, though. I don't ever remember officially starting the show in the second hour. Usually we get to it sometime in the first hour. But, you know, like I said, nothing but flexible around here. So if you haven't been here when we started the show before, I do that by officially honoring the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so many years. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And I do that with a couple of little Saint Francis prayers. Yeah, because it's Sunday and I can. Okay, and then we have a pile of affirmations, all contributed by one member or the other of our animal world family, and are chosen for their life-altering properties. We share those with you, and you are welcome to join me with on the prayers and the affirmations. You can use them daily in your life, as I do, which I know many of you do because I hear from you, or you can opt out. Okay. Not like love training when you know, dancing is required, but you can opt out of this. So I'm getting started right now. I start with the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Here we go. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. Now, for us human animals, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light, and where there is sadness, joy. O divine master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace. Amen. Shanti, shanti. Alrighty, that's our prayer section, and now we get into the affirmations. I say each of these affirmations three times, which, like I said, you can join me or not, up to you. And this first one was a spiritual assignment to me many years ago. It's like, say this three times a day, out loud, 3 days in a row, see what happens. Ha ha, changed my life. So I share it with you here. And Dr. Nels has an affirmation quite similar to this. Anyway, here we go three times. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Everything that happens in my life is a blessing from the divine meant for my spiritual evolution. Now, Dr. Nels, you have one that's real similar, and was it is every day
yes.
and every way?
No, anyway, no, that's a different one. This okay. one, the one that I have used for about 40 years is everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit.
There you go. Everything that happens to me is perfect and for my benefit. So if you prefer that version, you know, kind of all means the same thing. All righty. Now, this second one. That comes from Linda Rasmussen. You know that when she works with one of you human animals, she gives you an affirmation, keep the energy going. This one came through on the show once. And so many of you started using it and then telling me how great it was and working, including Stacy, was like, it changed my life. I started doing it, shifted for me too. So I continue to use it and share it with you. Here we go three times. Oh, and when I say abundant, Imagine in your mind the kind of abundance you want to attract in your to your life at this time. Here we go. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. I am grateful and thankful for my abundant life. Oh, all righty. This next one comes from my spiritual family, the Ananda Institute, but the Italian division. It's one I use every day to kind of stay in the right balance to go out in the world and share good energy, not the other. All right, three times. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. God's power, vitality, good health, and strength flows through me, flows through me, flows through me. All right, now this next one comes from next week's guest, and that's Natasha Venter, our communicator and medium and psychic gal. And this is one, I use this one for me and my animal friends to try to stay in balance with all these crazy energies we're dealing with these days. So here we go, three times. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. My body and I gently, easily, and harmoniously align with and accept the energies of now. All righty, and then our last long affirmation here. It comes from the Ananda Institute. It is their Warrior of Light affirmation, and boy, do we need this one all around the country, all around the world. Just send God's light and God's light and love, most powerful energy on the planet. Let's just blanket the planet. Love and light everywhere. Okay, here we go. God's light is within me and around me. With a sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart, I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Let us fill the world with God's light. God's light is within me and around me, with the sword of faith in my hand, with the love of God in my heart. I am a warrior of light. I join my brothers and sisters everywhere to overcome fear with faith, hatred with love, and disease with health. We are all warriors of light. Help us fill the world with God's light. Om. Peace. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then. And then Dr. Nell's contribution and his favorite part to kind of seat this all and conclude for the day and the week. Cross your hands over your heart and repeat with me. I trust. I trust. I trust. Ah, all righty then. Well, all right, finally, we are officially started. Okay, all right, David's happy. And if we still have his Margie still waiting for us, if she's still on the line. And by the way, we have open phone lines if you would like a free session for your animal friend or friends with Dr. Nails and one for you with Linda. Just pick up your phones, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. 5527. All righty then, let's head to Seattle. And Margie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Linda Rasmussen and Dr. Nels Rasmussen. Good morning, Margie.
Hi. Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome. How are you doing today?
I'm fine. I had called you a couple weeks ago about an inappropriate urination problem, and you suggested that I look at all of Jackson Galaxy's
Yes. Okay. You have two cats, right?
2 4-year-old siblings. Samson is the male and Raven is the female.
Okay.
And I got a lot of good information from Jackson Galaxy.
Yeah, Jackson Galaxy is my favorite. He really is the best feline behaviorist on the planet. The guy is brilliant. And just in case any of you, if you've got issues with your kitties, he's always the best place to start. He's got great books, but also his show, My Cat from Hell on Animal Planet, can be phenomenally educational as to how to deal with things. And I did recently find out, it might have been since talking to Margie, I was trying to figure out how do you watch Jackson Galaxy shows. Well, I found it to be quite easy. You just go to the website, animalplanet.com/Jackson Galaxy. And then boom, a whole page comes up and there's his face and My Cat from Hell and all of the seasons of My Cat from Hell. And you can watch them one show at a time. There's usually two complete stories per show. And it's a phenomenal education. So Margie, were you able to watch some of Jackson's stuff?
Yes, I watched a lot of them. And, you know, on all of them, it seems like it's all fight and flight. And
you know, Dr. Nels would be nodding on that one.
And all this territory issues.
Right.
So what's
going on with your kitties?
Well, it's only been since November. And it was once in November, I was on the couch and I had some newspapers next to me, and all of a sudden I noticed Samson peeing on it, on the newspaper.
Ew.
So I took him to the vet to get checked out, and he was all fine. His kidney function, his bladder, no crystals, no nothing. And she thought it was a behavior problem. And she said, don't put any newspaper or anything. The cats often like to pee on that. So I hadn't. And then in April, it happened again. I didn't see which cat it was, but that was the month that they were due to get their annual exam. And actually, I went to a different vet, and again, Samson was okay, and Raven was okay. And I've done these elaborate cleaning processes with the couch, and I've got a waterproof cover and all this stuff, but then it happened again once in June. I don't know which cat it was. And then I cleaned that all up, and then I only will let them in that room, the TV room, when I'm can supervise, when I'm in the room. Right. And I must have one time in end of July forgot to latch the door, and sure enough, there was urine on the couch again.
So it's always on this couch, huh?
Yeah, always. And it's a three different sections of the couch. It's always on this one section. And I think it's Samson because he's a more sensitive cat. He'll know when he's doing wrong. If I say something, you know, stop, he will kind of cower. Where Raven is just this very outgoing cat, doesn't know when she's doing wrong. She jumps up on the counter and I tell her to get down and she just kind of looks at me and she's, you know, if there's a noise outside, I had the, just to show you the difference between the two cats, I had my gutters cleaned and the gutter cleaner was using this loud vacuum type or blower and Raven was on my back porch. It's all windows and there's a cabinet and Raven was right up on the cabinet, looking out the window, wondering what was going on, wanting to supervise where Samson, I found him under the bed.
Okay, so he's so a kind of our scaredy cat. Now I know Dr. Nels, you've got a connection with somebody. Are you connected with Samson?
Yes.
What are you finding with him?
He's out of balance. Let's put it that way.
Well,
not
that's good. We want that. You know, we wouldn't want to hear, oh, there's nothing to do, Margie. He's fine. So it's really good when he's saying, oh, there's a lot to do.
Yeah, yeah. And I think it's all about Samson. I don't think Raven's got any of the problems going
on. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. So all about Samson, and you found a lot to work on there.
Yep.
Okay. So I think, you know, this is a really good place to start and resetting him. Now, I don't know, Dr. Nels, have you got any specific experience that you could relate to, say, sensitive cats inappropriate urination, territorial in nature. Do you have an experience working with those cats and how the neuroenergetic balancing might help?
Yeah. In fact, a very specific example comes to mind,
good.
And this was years ago. I was called for essentially the same problem. Male cat, inappropriate urination. There was a female cat in the house as well. And the situation was that the male cat was kind of dominated by the smaller but feistier female. And so it was kind of, it appeared that it was his protest at being dominated by her, is that he would, you know, spray here or there just because. And he was a neutered male, but he needed help. And we got him tuned up, and lo and behold, it stopped. So it seemed that the fight or flight thing was probably part of the reason why he would go into this inappropriate urination.
Okay. Now, do you recall with like that case, was it one treatment, one and done? Did you have to do a series of treatments, or what's your recollection?
Well, what happened was he responded pretty much immediately after the first one, but then he was kind of backsliding, and I had set them up on a program for 4 sessions over the course of about 2 months. And he needed it all, really, to get to where he wasn't backsliding. Yeah.
So we'll have to see what happens with Samson. But it is possible, Margie, that he might need more than just one treatment, you know, to work through this. And have you written down Dr. Nell's contact information and so forth?
No. Have I have a member, but I don't have the new number.
Oh, okay. You are a member of the group?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic. Then you know how to contact him.
Yeah.
Did you need
I'll give you the new phone number. Yeah, then I'll give you the new number, which is 208-451-6003. 208-451-6003. And yeah, if you can either send me an email directly, you can call me. Often the email's faster. I tend to ignore my phone.
Well, and I don't know if you're like me, but, you know, well, because I have my landline, which is sort of my business office phone, but then my cell phone. But I don't use my cell phone to talk on much. And so maybe I have it with me, but it's turned off or it's not, or anyway, or it rings and I don't know it and never don't check. So I can certainly relate to that. So always send an email or contact through the website, as well as call if you need to. Now, do you think you got some tips from watching Jackson Galaxy stuff to help you, Margie?
Yes, and one of the things it's a lot of playing in the area where this is happening, and also, I haven't started this, but feeding them in, or feeding him in the area where it was happening, and I've been starting to harness, train him to get him to walk on a leash outside. And the best harness is definitely Jackson Galaxies, because I've gone to all the pet stores and they just don't work like his.
Oh, that's good. But okay, so Jackson harness works well. Because that would be one thing, is to find out, you know, what might he be seeing out the window or something that, you know, it's triggering that territorial behavior. And I also think, aren't you planning on calling in next week so we could have Natasha tune in and see if we could get more of a handle on what he's reacting to?
Yes. And I know there's a neighbor cat 2 doors down that is only an outdoor cat. And I've seen him in my yard. And when he is in the yard, both cats will be watching him. They don't seem upset, but I'm sure it triggers.
Yeah, that might be the culprit. Well, at least we've got a good tune-up. Dr. Nels is still working on the kitties. And Margie, are you okay with the session with Linda?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, all right. So let's get you balanced as well. So Linda, you are in charge.
Okay. So is your name Marge or Margie?
Margie.
Margie, hi. I had written it down wrong. So I'm going to invite you to think about a fear that you have about the future. Just say okay when you've got something.
Okay.
Oh, good. So focusing on that. And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of grief. And I'm going to have you think this thought, I accept the feeling of grief.
Okay.
Good. And now we're going to replace grief. Replacing grief with the feeling of judgment. We're going to replace judgment. Replacing judgment with the feeling of satisfied. So now you're focused on feeling satisfied.
Okay.
And the number four, satisfied four are the two things in your thoughts. Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And you're going to do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, long, slow inhale, long, slow exhale, thinking satisfied four.
All right, Margie, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing long, slow, deep in and out breathing, thinking satisfied four. Satisfied four. Satisfied. Four.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and bringing that fear of the future back into your thoughts. And that is complete. So the affirmation. I'm grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied. And you will want to think, I am grateful and thankful for the feeling of satisfied at least three times in a row, at least three times a day for the next several days, including today. And just really let yourself feel the way it feels in your body to feel satisfied.
Okay.
All righty. So now we'll see if you notice a difference with Samson. Now, Dr. Nels, I know you worked on Samson, and did you check in on Raven too? And
I
she
did.
should.
I checked in on Raven, and she just needed I'll just call it a light reset. Her system was a little out of balance, but nothing like
Nothing big deal.
Samson's. Yeah.
Okay. But you got Samson back into balance, at least for now, and then
Yep.
we'll see how he responds. And Natasha will be here next week, so we can have her tune in and see if she can get a handle for us on what exactly is, upsetting Samson, sort of thing.
Okay.
Then you're a member of Dr. Nell's group, so you can contact him through the website if you need to talk about what's going on, because at least we know in that last case that was so very similar, Dr. Nels, that you had done a series of four treatments with that cat, but that did resolve the problem.
Yeah.
So we'll have to see what shakes out. So anything else you need, Margie, right
No,
now?
I think that was it. Thank
All
you.
right. Great. Thanks for calling in, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, thanks.
But thanks for calling
Bye.
Animal World. Bye-bye. All right, we are lickety-split gonna take care of advertisers here real fast because we're off schedule. And hey, anybody ready for free remote treatments? 425-373-5527. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
Martha Norwalk, and we're midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we did hear from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and lots of great classes and events going on. Temple every Sunday at the Blue Lotus Temple on the Bothell Everett Highway, going on right now as we speak. And we talked about it last week on the air, and just so you know, that Ananda's having a big public event next Saturday, August 16th. It's at the Linwood Community on Larch Way. It's from 4 to 7 on Saturday, and it's going to be kind of like a trip back to going to India, and it's going to be the Ananda Jamastami Mela, which is like a festival in India, and dancing and music and stories. It's celebrating the birth of Krishna. And Morley, our wonderful doctor of yoga, will be storytelling for us. And of course, I could listen to him read the phone book, and I know a lot of you could too, have heard him on the air with us. Anyway, it's free. And it's going to be a wonderful late afternoon, early evening of dancing and singing and storytelling and a few little booths and stuff. And we're going to feed you for free. So mark your calendars and come on out to the Ananda community on Larch Way in Linwood next Saturday, 4 to 7 p.m. And, of course, you do something wonderful. Well, I do behavior therapy and dog training. I help people with their dogs solve problems and all that sort of stuff. And I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation. Similar, you know, Dr. Nils will always talk to you for free on the phone. I'm sure Linda will always talk to you for free on the phone. We'll all talk to you for free on the phone. So if you or anyone you know has problems with their dogs, and I specialize in coming in once, solving the problems, giving you a plan forward, and I give you free phone follow-up privileges once I've seen you. So write my number down and give it to anybody you know that has problems with their dogs. Tell them to call me. My number is 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. And remember Whispering Dragon, our sound healer, Jude Ponton. And gosh, and she can, you know, if you've got physical issues, you've got emotional or behavioral issues, might be mobility issues or whatever's going on, or stress in your life, Accutonics and her light form of chiropractic is absolutely unbelievable. I don't know what I'd do without her. And I had a little procedure in the hospital this week, a day procedure, and they put, I told them I needed neck support, and they put a bolster behind my neck, and I woke up in such pain. And my occiput was out, okay, and which gives me migraines. So the first time I was legal to drive down to Jude's, get put back into shape, and she is absolutely a godsend. So check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or you can give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. All righty then. Gosh. Well, I suppose I'm looking at the clock and it's like, David says it's not my fault. but he is the one that's in charge. We were so over time with our last ad break. It's time to do the last one for the hour. So we might as well do that. And we would, of course, love to hear from you if you would like a free remote treatment for your animal friends or for yourselves. Dr. Nils Rasmussen, Linda Rasmussen are here and ready to work with any of you. And we need something to do for the rest of the show. So it'd be nice if you picked up your phone. Local number 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. And toll free is 888-298-5569. Now, not that we, of course, don't have other stuff to do. But, of course, you take priority, so we'd much rather talk to you. But we'll take care of our advertisers. We come back. If we don't have callers on the line, well, we'll take care of the other business, so we'll be available when you do decide to call. And we've got current events, and there's a bunch of stuff on current events. And we have Dr. Nils' fabulous newsletter for the month with the affirmation for the month. And how did you start this newsletter? Something like... if you want to change somebody or something,
basically, do you want to change somebody else?
That was a really good catch line. It was like, oh, I wonder what he's talking about. Okay, well, we're going to let you know. Okay, so stay right where you are. We're taking care of our advertisers. If you'd like to pick up a phone line, do so right now, 425-373-5527. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hello, I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels. We're the hosts of Conscious Talk Radio.
We're excited to tell you that while we continue broadcasting right here on KKNW Fridays at 8 a.m., we're also on 880 a.m. Kixie Mondays at 3.
As always, we bring you the very best people we know of on the leading edge of new thought and practical knowledge.
We also share Conscious Minutes Fridays during the John Tesh Show on Kixie.
Remember, Conscious Talk Radio on Fridays at 8 a.m. on KKNW for fresh shows every week.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/1150KKNW.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are getting ready to wind down the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Once again, we heard from our new pro supplements, N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, supplements.com. Great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets. You can check them all out on the new pro website, newprosupplements.com. And remember to check out the Life Spice for the dogs. It is the powdered supplement that Janice created for dogs with cancer and that sort of thing. So lots of turmeric and good stuff, you know, ginger and stuff like that in there. So you want to check it out. It's got Life Spice with a Y, L-Y-F-E, Spice, S-P-Y-C-E. Check out the Life Spice. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. We'd love to have you. And if you're interested, shoot us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And then, of course, we heard from Dr. Nels Rasmussen at healingministryforanimals.com. And Dr. Nels, can you kind of give us the lowdown on your private membership group, what that's all about?
Yeah, well, to work with me, people need to join the association. It's a little bit of paperwork. You fill out a form and sign a membership agreement, and then I send you an invoice for $10, and you're in. And then you get put on my email list so you can get the wonderful newsletter with all the great stories and helpful affirmations and videos. It's I love putting that together. My wife helps me with a story, and it's just a wonderful thing that I think really does help people. So I put a lot of energy into it and hope people appreciate that. And of course, the workshops every month, we do a free workshop. It's either, I tend to rotate between two, which one is how to reset your pet. So it's for, you know, if you're a $10 membership, I have a video course you can buy for $50, or you can attend my hour-long Zoom workshop.
And, for free.
For no extra after your $10 membership. So to me, it's kind of a no-brainer. And then let's see. The other workshop is how to reset yourself, because we all get put in fight or flight by the stresses of daily life as well. So that's a fun and very powerful workshop. I've had some great comments from people who've taken that.
Wonderful, wonderful. And so all you have to do to join the group is go to Dr. Nell's website, healingministryforanimals.com, click on the contact link, fill it out, say, hey, want to join the group, or, oh, I want to talk to you, and he will take it from there. All righty, that sounds good. And I think as As soon as David's off the phone, which he now is, we can return to the phones. So, current events and Dr. Nell's newsletter are now back on the back burner again, because, you know, phone calls take priority. So first off here, we are heading to Seattle. And Bettina, welcome to Animal World. You are live with Dr. Nels and Linda Rasmussen. Good morning, Bettina.
Good morning. I wanted to report to you, Martha, that I've been trying the OBO cheese, and it's been working for the dog. I'm not going to say it because they'll come running.
Oh boy, cheese jolly routine. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay, because I was like on another planet. I'm like, what is she talking? She's doing the, I'm trying to figure out the letters.
I didn't want to say it because they will come running.
No, I got that, but way to confuse Aunt Martha, you know? All right, and let's see, for anybody that doesn't know, you have got your two little dog friends, Luna and Skeeter.
Yes. Okay.
Now, so does that mean, if you're doing jolly routines, does that mean we have fear of noises and stuff going on?
Correct.
And so you taught a jolly routine so you can use that to start. How are the jollies working?
They're working really well. I'm using it also after we have interactions, like if there are other dogs on the street, I wait until we're cleared, they shake off, and then I'll you know, shake off the energy, and I'll also do it then.
Wait a minute.
Oh, you're not supposed to do that?
Well, I'm just looking at the timing. See, because if we're walking down the street and some other dogs are coming towards you.
After the dogs pass.
Right. But the time to do the jolly routine is when they're approaching.
Oh.
When they enter the picture. Woohoo! Oh, boy, cheese. Every time dogs come around, oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Every time they're around, oh, boy, cheese. Pretty soon, every time dogs come around, Luna and Skeeter will be going, oh, boy, cheese. Oh, boy, cheese. Now, see, if you wait till they pass and everything's peaceful, then you do the jollies. You're rewarding the calm behavior after the fact. It's not, you're not rewarding the right thing. Does that make sense?
It does. Okay.
Got that? Okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right.
You.
Well, sometimes we just need a little cleanup, but now I'm assuming we want Dr. Nels to tune in to Luna and Skeeter.
Yes, I
want to
see, like, how
anything
they
going on with either of them?
Well, they had a spa day yesterday, nails clipped and baths, so, and Skeeter was pretty reactive, so.
Okay, no, so it is, no, now, I, Dr. Nels, I think you know them well enough that you're connect. Okay, so you're starting to work on who you got first going.
Well,
on.
Luna jumped up and said me first. So we're working with Luna first, and then we'll see what's going on with Skeeter.
Okay.
All right. So, Bettina, would you like a session with Linda?
Absolutely. We started to work together, so this is a little extra booster.
Yeah, wonderful. All right, so Linda, you're in charge.
Okay, so great to hear your voice, Bettina. Let's just have you focus on a beautiful blue sky. And now we're going to shift to have you bring a person who's been on your mind a lot lately into your thoughts and just say, I've got it when you've got them.
I have it.
Okay. Focused on that person, noticing how you feel. Okay. So then we're going to set that person outside your thoughts. And focus on the feeling of self-pity. We're going to replace that. Replacing it with stable. So now we're focused on the feeling of stable. Stable and the number 3. And this feeling of stable is resonating in the solar plexus right now as we're thinking stable 3. Your eyes are going to be closed and looking to the right. And your breathing is going to be an exhale from the abdomen, holding your breath out as long as you comfortably can. Thinking stable, three.
All right, Bettina, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes over to the right. You've taken in a deep breath and completely exhaled all the air, and you're holding it out as long as you comfortably can. Feel free to take in another breath, release again, and hold out whenever you need to. Thinking stable, three. Stable, three. Stable, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, Bettina, looking toward the earth and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position and bringing that person back into your thoughts. And that is complete. And I'm going to find the affirmation. And the affirmation is, I accept the feeling of stable. So whenever this person might come into your thoughts, I'm going to invite you to go to this affirmation. I know because we work together, you have some other things that you're affirming. But at this point, for this person, if they cross your mind, just remember to accept, I accept the feeling of stable.
Okay. All right. Wonderful.
You're welcome.
All right, Dr. Nels, what's the report on Luna and Skeeter?
Well, actually, Luna needed a bit more than Skeeter.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what was going on with her, but we got her rebalanced and fight or flight system reset. For Skeeter, it was a really what I think of as a basic fight or flight reset, just a couple of points on each side that needed to be done. But that is the reset that we teach in the workshop. And Bettina has done some work with me in the workshop, so she... just do more of it, Bettina.
Okay, I will, and I'll be you in an. I'll see you in another workshop soon.
Okay, great.
All right, Bettina. Everything. Are you good?
I am. Have a wonderful day, Dr. Nels, Linda, and Martha. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal World. God bless. Right. Bye bye. Well, I don't know. I think we can maybe sneak one in. We'll give it a shot. If we can't finish, we'll do that over the top of the hour. Let's head to Manchester, Washington, and Carol. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen.
Hello, hey, Carol. Everybody. Hi. How are you?
We're doing good. What can we help you with?
Yes, my cat probably needs a little tuning up.
Okay, what's your kitty's name?
His name is Caillou.
Caillou. And what kind of cat? What color kitty is he?
He kind of looks like a Maine Coon. He's very, very dark brown, blackish color with a cream color on his chest. And he's about 7. I got him 7 years ago. I adopted him, so... Whatever.
All right, looks like Dr. Nels, you've got a connection with Caillou.
Yes, I do.
All righty. Just because we're up against the clock, Carol, would you like a session with Linda as well? Because Dr. Nels is already working on your kitty.
Okay, that would be good.
All right, well, let's have Linda. You go ahead. You're in charge.
All right, Carol, I'm going to invite you to think of the number one thing that you'd most like to heal, change, improve, or resolve, and just let me know if you've got that in your mind.
Okay.
And then set that aside and focus on accurate, the feeling of being accurate. Accurate and the number two.
Okay.
Your eyes are closed and looking up and to the right. And you're going to exhale and hold your breath out as long as you comfortably can, thinking accurate two.
All right, Carol, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you've rolled your eyes up to the right side of your forehead. You've taken in a deep breath and completely exhaled out all the air, holding it out as long as you comfortably can, feeling free to take in another breath, let it back out and hold whenever you need to, thinking accurate two. Accurate two.
Perfect. Breathe normally, Carol, and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And bringing whatever you were thinking about back into your thoughts. That is complete. And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of accurate.
Okay.
So I embrace the feeling of accurate. That's your affirmation. Dr. Nils, anything to report on Caillou?
Caillou needed a good fight or flight type reset, plus a couple other little points. And we never did really find out, I don't think, what was going on with Caillou, but we're up against it now.
Oh, well.
Now, Carol, we don't want to cut you off, but timing-wise, we got to close out this hour, get on the love train, fire up hour number three. Would you like to hold over so we can talk to you again when we start the next hour?
If this is not complete yet with Caillou, that would be fine. Otherwise, I think we're good.
Well, I'm done.
Yeah, so he did what he did. It's just that if you would like to talk more to Dr. Nils or Linda or whatever, we're happy to keep you over and talk to you again. It's up to you.
Oh, I think I'm all healed up.
All right,
and,
wonderful. All right,
and
wonderful.
Caillou, that was the important thing, mostly with the kitty.
Excellent, excellent. All right, Carol, thanks for calling Animal World.
Okay, Marta,
God bless.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye.
All right. Oh, I have the strangest song and stuff going through my head, but I don't have time to explain it to y'all now because we got to close out the hour. But someone, one of you, help me remember this when we start, so I can ask you guys how old, or if you're as old as I am, and if you remember what's popping in. All righty. So we are gonna close out hour number two, fire up hour number three, and that means out comes the love train one more time. And you don't get to opt out on this. We all need to get on the love train and spread the love all around the country, all around the world. It's the most powerful energy on the planet. So let's just blanket it all with love and light. And that's the best we can do. So I always energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer just to give us extra spiritual juice for the day and the week. Here we go. Did I tell you dancing's required? But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up, join the love train with us. I'll come by and pick you up. And here we go with the yogi energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love trains coming right up. So get on board with us and be here for the next hour. Start straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.